Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Mizborach, Ubisiyato Deshmaim Meruba. We're about to begin Parshas Re'ei, which can be divided into 17 topics. Topic number 1, the Brochos and the Klolos intended for Klal Yisrael, depending on their actions. And that covers the first 5 Sukkim of the Parsha. Topic number 2, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, we must destroy all of the Avodah Zarah. And that covers from Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Lamed Aleph, through Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Gimel, which merges into the third topic. When bringing Korbonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it like the Goyim do to their Avodah Zarah. Namely, they bring Korbonos all over the place, wherever they want. Rather, the Avodah Zarah Korbonos to Hashem must be done in one centralized place, whether it be the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdosh. And that covers from Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Dalid, through Posuk Yud Tes. Topic number 4, the Torah tells us a chiddush. While you were in the desert, the only way to eat meat was to bring a korban to the Mishkan. But upon entering Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat meat, even not as a korban, not bringing it to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdosh. And that covers from Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Chaf, through Posuk Chaf Ches. Topic number 5, according to Rashi, contains 2 subtopics. And that is, you may not be Oved Avodah Zarah in any which way. And when doing Avodah for Hashem, do not be Oved Hashem in the way that the Oved Avodah Zarah worship their gods. And that covers from the Aliyah of Shlishi through Perek Yud Gimel Posuk Aleph. Topic number 6, a Novi Sheker. If a Novi comes to us and tells us to be Oved Avodah Zarah, we may not listen to him, and he is Chayev Misa. From Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Beis, through Posuk Vov. Topic number 7, a Mesis Umediach. If somebody convinces you to be Oved Avodah Zarah, he is Chayev Misa. From Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Zayin, through Posuk Yud Beis. And topic number 8, Ira Nidachas. If an entire city in Eretz Yisrael is Oved Avodah Zarah, what is the halachas of such a city? From Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Yud Gimel, through Posuk Yud Tes. Topic number 9, Boni Matem Lashem Elokeichem. And therefore, even when mourning in extreme pain, you're not allowed to scratch yourself and bleed, and you're not allowed to tear out your hair. And that begins with the Aliyah of Revi for 2 Psukim Perek Yudalit, Posuk Aleph and Beis. Topic number 10, Macholos Asuros, what we're allowed to eat and what we are not allowed to eat. The kosher animals, the kosher fish, the kosher birds, the Isur of Nevela, and Bos of Acholov. And that covers from Perek Yudalid, Posuk Gimel, through Posuk Chof Aleph. Topic number 11, the topic of Maiser Sheni, beginning with Aliyah of Chamishi, through Perek Yudalid, Posuk Chof Zayin. Topic number 12, Biu Maisois. From time to time, you got to get rid of all the Maisois from your house and give it to the respective owners and bring it to its proper place. From Perek Yudalid, Posuk Chof Ches, through Posuk Chof Tes. Topic number 13, Shmitas Ksofim. At the end of every Shemitah year, all loans that their due date was already, they pop off. And that's from Perek, from the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Tezvov Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Vov. Topic number 14, the halacha is of mitzvahs halvo, lending money, and derech agav, the Torah also teaches us, hilchos tzedoko, from Perek Tezvov, Posuk Zayin, through Posuk Yud Aleph. Topic number 15, the mitzvah of ha'anoko. When an Eved Ivri or an Omo Ivriya goes out free, we must give them gifts. From Perek Tezvov, Posuk Yud Beis, through Posuk Yud Ches. Topic number 16, the halacha is of a bechoir behema tohoiro. The firstborn, if it's a male, from a cow, sheep, or goat, it's a korban, if they give it to the kohen. From the Aliyah of Shvi, through Perek Tezvov, Posuk Chof Gimel. And finally, the 17th and last topic of Parshas Re'ei, the Sholosh Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis, which covers from Perek Tezayin, Posuk Aleph, until the end of the Parsha in Posuk Yud Zayin. And let us begin Misiyata Dishmaya, the first topic of Parshas Re'ei. The Brochos and the Klolos. Re'ei Yonuichi Noisei Nifnichem Ayoim Birocho Uklolo. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. See, understand, and internalize what I am giving in front of you today Brachos and Klolos. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu has told us Brachos and Klolos in the past, in Parshas Berukosai, in great length, and he'll be telling it to us again in the future, in Parshas Kisavoy. Rather, says Rashi, these Brachos and Klolos are referring to, says Rashi, who are Murois Baal Grizim Uvar Evil. These are very specific Brachos and Klolos. The Pasuk will tell us soon in Pasuk Choftes and Lamed, and more at length in Parshas Kisavoy, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, the Maimad of the Brachos and the Klolos on these two mountains of our Grizim and our Evil around Shechem, as we will see later on. Pasuk Chof Zayin Es HaBerocho Asher Tishme'u El Mitzvois Adoino Eloiheichem Asher Onoichi Metzaveschem Hayoim Vehakelolo Imlois Ishme'u El Mitzvois Adoino Eloiheichem Vesartem Minaderech Asher Onoichi Metzaveschem Hayoim Lolech Zacharei Elohim Acherim Asher Lo Yedatem. The brachos is on condition if you listen to the mitzvos Hashem that I am commanding you today. And the klolos is if you don't listen to the mitzvos Hashem. And you turn away from the way I'm commanding you today, and you go ahead and you're over the avodah zarah. Says Rashi, es habracha al menas asher tishmeu. Notice the difference. By the klolo in Pasuk Kof Ches, it says explicitly, v'haklolo im lo yishmeu, if you don't listen. Over here, there's a missing word. Es habrocho asher tishmeu, says Rashi, al menas, on condition if you listen. Nevertheless, the Torah does make a difference between the brocho and the klolo. By the brocho, it says asher tishmeu. In other words, the default is that you're going to listen to Hashem. By the klolo, it says im lo yishmeu. If you don't listen, then a klolo will happen. Says Rashi, posuk chof ches. Rashi is bothered by something. The pasuk starts off, "V'salta min aderech asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom." You will turn away from the path that I'm commanding you today. Sounds like you're not keeping any of the mitzvahs. But then the pasuk continues on to say, we're referring to specifically avodah zarah. So what is it? Is it all the mitzvahs or just avodah zarah? And for Rashi, "Holo marito shekol ha'ovid avodah zarah arei usor mikol aderech shenitzavu Yisrael." A person that's oved avodah zarah is equivalent to turning away from all the mitzvahs. Mikan omru amuida b'avodah zarah kekufa b'kol ha'Torah kulo. Avodah zarah is equivalent to kol ha'Torah kulo. I don't understand what the following parasha is doing over here. According to Rashi, it's a direct continuation. Rashi told us on the first pasuk, Brocho uklolo, ho amurid b'agrizim uvar evil, and that's what we're about to learn about now. And posuk choftes, and posuk lamed, I don't understand why there's a parsha. Posuk choftes, ve'hoyo, ki yevi'acho adoino, yeloyhecho el horetz asher atovo shomo l'rishto, ve'nozato es haberocho al har girizim, ve'es hakelolo al har evil. When Hashem will bring you to the land that you are coming there to inherit, you should put the brachos on har grizim and the klolos on har evil. What does that mean, to put the bracha on this mountain and a klolo on that mountain? So the Torah describes it in Parashas Kisavoy. Half of the Shvatim were placed on har grizim and the other half on har evil, exactly the vision it described over there in Parashas Kisavoy. And the Levim and the Oren Abris were in the middle. And when they said the brachos, they faced towards har grizim, and when they said the klolos, they faced towards har evil, and that's what Rashi is describing over here. V'nosato es haberocho ketargumo yos mevorechayo es habmevorchim al har grizim klape har grizim hoivchim pneyem. Namely, the brocha means the mevorchim, the levim, and it's not on har grizim, rather towards har grizim, as if it said el har grizim. They face har grizim upostru bevrocho, baruch ha'ish ashalo yase pesulom ha'secho, and then they turn their faces to har evil, and they say baruch ha'ish ashalo yase pesulom ha'secho. Although in Parshas Kisavoy, all it has over there is Oru Ro'ish, and there are 11 Arurim over there. Nevertheless, Kol Arurim Sheva Parsha, first Omru Tchila Boloshen Baruch, and facing Har Grizim, V'arek Achofuk Pneim, Klapi Har Evel Uposcho Beklolo. And then they faced towards Har Evel, and they said Oru Ro'ish. And where are these two mountains? Hal Grizim and Araivo, Pasuk Lamed describes. Haloyheimo be'iver ha'yarden, acharei derech mevo yashemesh be'eretz ha'kenani ha'yoshei bo arovo, mul ha'gilgol eitzel eloinei moire. These two mountains on the other side, the western side of the Yalden, acharei, far away, not immediately as you cross, derech mevo yashemesh, continue going westward towards where the sun sets. Where does this derech, this path, this road start? It starts Be'eretz HaKenani Yoshei Ba'arovo, where the Kenanim live, which is the Arovo, that's on the border, that's on the riverbank of the Yalde. Where the city of Gilgal was, that's where Klal Yisrael camped as soon as they crossed. But it's not right there. Mula Gilgal, far away from the Gilgal, you have a way to walk. Eitzel Eloinei Moire. These two mountains of Agrizeh and Eivol are next to a place called Eloinei Moire. Rashi tells us that is referring to Shechem. His Rashi Eloheimo. Nosan Boim Simon. The Torah tells us where are these mountains. Acharei ha'avoras ha'yardin harbe v'hol olam erochoik. After you cross the Yarden, you have a way to go. It's far away. V'zehu loshen acharei kol mokim shenemar acharei muflaghu. Acharei means far away. Derech mavoy ha'shomesh lehalon min ha'yarden etzad mayrov, across the Yarden towards the west. Ve'etam ha'mikro mi'chiyach shem shnei dvorim. The time will prove to you that this word acharei is not connected to derech. Rather, there's a comma after acharei. Shenin kedu b'shnei taimim. Both acharei and derech have taimim mafsikim. That told you to pause. Acharei nokud b'pashto. V'derech nokud b'mashpel, what we call a yesiv. V'u dogush, take a look at the dalid, has a dot in it. A dalid at the beginning of a word only gets a dot, a dogesh, if it's not connected to the previous word. Says Rashi, you see the dogesh over there? That means it's not connected to the word acharei. That means acharei is a tam mafsik. V'im hoyo acharei derech dibur echod, if it would have been hyphenated, hoyo nokut acharei b'meshores, b'shever hofuch, the acharei would have had a meshores tam, what Rashi calls a shever hofuch, we call that a mahapach, v'derech b'pashto, v'rofo, the dalet would have been without a dogish and without a dot in it, because a hyphenated word, the dalet loses its dogish. From the fact that the dalet has a dogish, and the acharei has a tam mafsik, tells you that it stands on its own, meaning it's far away. Mul ha-gilgol, rochoik min ha-gilgol. Sometimes the word mul means across, but over here it says Rashi, the mul means far away. If that's the case, one could ask, the Torah is giving us a simon where these mountains are. Telling me that it's far away from a certain place is telling me where it's not, but it's not telling me where it is. So I'm not sure what the Torah wants with these two words of mul ha-gilgol. Eloinei moire Shechem. How do I know that this is Shechem? Shenemar be'Avraham Avinu ad mokim Shechem ad Eloin moire. When Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, it says it came ad mokim Shechem ad Eloin moire. You see that these two places, these two names, are synonyms for the same place. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Re'eh, the brachos and the klolos to be given at Har Grizim and Har Eivol. On to the second topic, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, they got to destroy the Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ki atem ivrim es Yarden lavoi lo resh es es ha'oretz asher Adonino Elohichem nosein lochem v'rishtem oiso v'yishavtem bo. When you cross the Yarden to come and inherit the land that Hashem is giving you, and you will or you shall inherit it and inhabit it, settle it, then ushmartem la'sois eis kol ha'chukim ve'es ha'mishpotim asher onaychin oisein lifneichem ha'yoim. You must be careful to keep all the chukim and the mishpotim that I am putting in front of you today. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Aleph is bothered by, why does the Torah have to tell us ki atem oivrim es ha'yarden? What would the Pasuk be lacking if it simply said ki atem boim lo reshes es ha'oretz? You got to keep all the mitzvahs. Why is the Yarden mentioned? Says Rashi, Nisim shel Yarden yihiyu simon b'yedchem shetavoyu v'tirshus ha'oretz. When you cross the Yarden, that will be with a nes. The Yarden is going to have to split. When you see that nes happening, that should be a sign for you that you will be able, that you will come and inherit the land. L'chayro, we're in the middle of the topic, and therefore I would take out this Perek Yud Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, when you cross the Yarden to come inherit the land, you got to destroy the Zoras that we're about to see. Posuk Aleph, Eile HaChukim VeHamishpotim Asher Tishmeruna Lasois Ba'oretz Asher Nosan Adonai Eloihei Avoisecho Lecho Lerishto Kol HaYomim Asher Atem Chayim Al HaAdomo. You got to keep all the Chukim and the Mishpotim. But specifically right now, says Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to focus on being Me'abed Avodah Zarah. As Posuk Beis will describe to us, these are the Chukim and the Mishpotim that you must be careful to keep in the land that Hashem has given your fathers to you to inherit. All the days that you are living on the land, you must make sure to destroy Avodah Zarah. It's not a one-time mitzvah when you enter Eretz Yisrael. If in the future generations Avodah Zarah pops up, the mitzvah continues. You have to destroy those Avodah Zarahs too. Posuk Beis Abed Tabedun Eskol HaMekoymois Asher Ovdusho Magoyim Asher Atem Yerushim Yisomes Eloihem Al Heorim Horomim Al Hagevois V'Sachas Kol Eitz Ranon. You must destroy a full destruction. All the Avodah Zarahs in Eretz Yisrael, full destruction means, let's say it's a tree of Avodah Zarah and Asherah. Not just enough to chop it down, you have to uproot it. If it's a building, not just to break the building. You have to destroy the foundations of the building. That's the double lashon of Abed to Abedun. Although the Pasuk says you have to destroy all the places that the Goyim are Oved Avodah Zarah, Rashi will tell us it doesn't mean to destroy the mountain upon which the Avodah Zarah is standing. It doesn't mean to destroy a tree which the Avodah Zarah is underneath. Rather, destroy the Avodah Zarahs themselves in those places that the Goyim worship in the land that you are inheriting. And they worship the Avodah Zarahs all over the place, whether it be on mountains and hills, whether it be under trees. Says Rashi, Abed te'abedun. Abed ve'achakach te'abedun. A double lush. Mikan lo ikir avidas kichovim shesor lesharesh achareo. You have to uproot the roots and the foundations of the Avodah Zarah. Es kol ha'mekoyim ois asher avdu shom u'ma te'abedun mehem. What do you have to destroy? Not the mekoyimois. Rather, es Eloiheihem asher alehorim. Their Avodah Zarahs that they place on the mountains. So learns Pshat and Rashi, the Sifzei Chacham over here. Posuk Gimel, v'nitatztem es mizbechoisom, v'shibartem es matzei voisom, v'ashirihem tisrefun bo'ish, ufsilei Eloihem tegadeon, v'ibadetem es shemom min hamakoyim ha'hu. Demolish the mizbechois and break their matzei voice. The difference between a mizbech and a matzei, what Rashi tells us, a mizbech is made up of many stones, built together. And a matzeva is a one-stone altar. V'ashireyem, the trees that they ro'iv et avodah zarah, tisrefun bo'esh, burn them. Uvsile Eloiheihem, their statues of avodah zarah, cut down. But it's not enough just to destroy the avodah zarah themselves. V'ibadetem eshmom, you have to obliterate their names. Min ha'mokoyim ha'hu, from Eretz Yisrael, namely, don't refer to them by their name. Rather, invent a shem genai. Says Rashi, Mizbeach shel avonim harbe, emetzeva shel even achas, v'u bimus sheshanina b'mishna, that was the Mishnah refers to as a bimus. Even shechatzova mitchilo l'bimus, a stone that was hewed out of the mountain to be made as a bimus. Asheiro ilon ha'nevad, a tree that was worshipped. V'ibadetem eshmom, how do you do that? L'cham is l'shem glignai, you nickname them in a bizoyantic way. Beis Galyo, Kirim B'Shem Beis Kalyo, in Koil, in Koitz. Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Re'eh, to destroy the Avodah Zarahs upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which, as I mentioned, merges into the third topic. And the way it merges in is because the Torah just told you that the Oved Avodah Zarah are Oved Bechol HaMekoymois, Al Horim HaRomim, Al HaGvois, V'Sachas Kol Eitz Ranon. They worship their gods all over the place, but you, you may not do that. Rather, you have to have one centralized place where there you bring korbanos to Hashem. But this topic we'll save for the next recording. See you after the Shmaya.